Psychologists who study life satisfaction confirm that fulfilling relationships is the most important ingredient in causing that high level of satisfaction. In work as well, strong relationships lead to success. However, without attention, the quality of relationships undeniably decline. But how can we nourish our personal and work-related relationships given the incessant demands of our busy lives? Well, let's first consider things we can do to enhance interactions we already engage in regularly in our personal and professional lives. Recall a recent interaction, one that you wanted to go better than it did. On a scale of 1 to 10, how present were you to that person during the conversation? How deeply did you listen? What do you respect in this person? Having answered these questions, consider what you might change about your contribution to the interaction. In fact, take time this week to ponder not only this particular interaction, but others you wish to nourish. Then take action. Pay attention to what you are or are not contributing. Determine who you want to be in the conversation and what you need to nourish within yourself to do that. I'm reminded of the words of Harry S. Truman. We must build a new world, a far better world, one in which the eternal dignity of man is respected. Together, this week, let each of us build our new world, one of respect and dignity in our interactions with others.